Hello, and welcome to And Now We Write. This is a daily, no homework podcast where we take 15 minutes out of our day to get 10 minutes of writing on the page. Today is day two of our February flash week, where we start the week with a blank sheet of paper and end with a complete flash fiction draft by the time we're done writing on Sunday. All we require is 10 minutes of writing work per day, no homework at all. But for just this week, we'll be saving the work we do on day one and using it on day two, etc., etc. So when you're done today, set your work to the side and keep it handy for tomorrow. Also, I hope you did that yesterday, because I'm going to ask you to pick up the work that you did yesterday and have it handy now. The other thing that you will want in about a minute from now when we start writing is a blank sheet of paper and a notebook, or a document open on your laptop, or a canvas stretched across a frame and some black paint loaded on your paintbrush. Whatever you're going to use, have it handy. Yesterday, we spent our time creating a numbered brainstorm list of story seeds, things we might want to write about. Maybe you have a favorite. Maybe you have a couple of favorites. If you are not ready to commit, congratulations, I'm going to commit for you. You are committed to the first thing that you're conflicted about, number one, whatever has the lowest number on your brainstorming list. We're going to run with that. And if you want to come back and do this exercise over again with a different item on your list after you think it over, that's fine. So today, using the story seed that you are now fully 100% committed to for life, forever, we are going to do some theorizing and maybes. But first, let me tell you what we're going to be theorizing about. A story circle story is a classic structure where a protagonist descends into the unknown, gets something, and returns, having changed or now being capable of change. One, you, a character in a zone of comfort. Two, need, want something. Three, so you go, enter an unfamiliar situation. Four, search, adapt to it. Five, find what you wanted. Six, take, pay the price. Seven, return, go back to where you started. Eight, change. Now capable of change. So again, that's just you need go, search, find, take, return, change. That's the high-level structure of our story circles flash fiction. So now it's time for us to start thinking about what might actually go into the story. Maybe your protagonist is a librarian whose hands are too cold, or a robot who needs an oil change. Maybe whoever it is holds up a liquor store, etc., etc. Every time you have an idea, write it down, but include maybe, might, perhaps, could. Your ideas can be weird, mutually exclusive. It's all fine today. We're not committing until tomorrow. So, if you're ready, hands up, shake, 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 hands down, 3, 2, 1, and now we write. Okay, guys, that's it. That is our 10 minutes of the day. If you're on a roll and you have extra time and you don't particularly care about the formalities of this challenge, feel free to keep on going. I think that's great. I just wanted to mention, I'm trying to be pretty strict with myself, and I did actually do a little bit of internet Googling in the middle of my time so that I wouldn't have to do it later on when I'm trying to get pros on the page. Or even worse, give myself homework. That's not allowed. Speaking of which, I'm about to go over 15 minutes. Whatever you come up with, however you use the time, I hope your day goes just a little bit better now that you've gotten 10 minutes of writing the page. If you want to continue on with Flash Week, please subscribe, and I hope that I get to write with you again tomorrow. See you then. Bye.